And Mary, a young teenager living in the village of Nazareth, was engaged to be married to Joseph, a Jewish carpenter. One day God sent an angel to visit Mary. And the angel told Mary that she would conceive a son by the power of the Holy Spirit. She would give birth to this child, and his name shall be called Jesus. At first, Mary was afraid. She was troubled by the angel's words. Being a virgin, Mary questioned the angel, "How can this happen?" The angel explained that the child will be God's own son, and nothing is impossible with God. Humbled and in awe, Mary believed the angel of the Lord, and she rejoiced in God, her Savior. Surely, Mary reflected with wonder on the words of Isaiah 7:14. "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be born a child, giving birth to a son, and we will call him Emmanuel." So while Mary was still engaged to Joseph, she miraculously became pregnant, just as the angel had said. When Mary told Joseph she was pregnant, he must have felt disgraced. He knew the child was not his own. And Mary's apparent unfaithfulness carried a grave social stigma. Joseph had the right to divorce her. Mary, under the Jewish law, he could have done this, but he did not. He could have put her to death by stoning, but he chose not. Although Joseph's initial reaction was to break the engagement, the appropriate thing for a righteous man to do, so he treated Mary with extreme kindness. He did not want to cause her any further shame and decided to act quietly. But God sent an angel to Joseph in a dream to verify Mary's story, to reassure him that his marriage to her was God's will. An angel explained the child was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and his name would be Jesus, and that he was the Messiah. When Joseph woke from his dream, he willingly obeyed God, took Mary to be his wife. In spite of the public humiliation he would face, Joseph's noble character was one reason God chose him to be Messiah's earthly father. At the time, Caesar Augustus had decreed that a census would be taken. Every person in the Roman world had to return to his own hometown to register. Joseph, being of the line of David, was required to go to Bethlehem to register with Mary. While in Bethlehem, Mary gave birth to Jesus. Because of the census, the inn was overcrowded, and Mary gave birth in a crude stable. She wrapped the baby in swaddling clothes and placed him in a manger. In a nearby field, the angels of the Lord appeared to the shepherds who were tending their flocks by night. And the angels announced that the Savior of the world had been born this day in the town of David. Suddenly, a great host of heavenly beings appeared with the angel, and they all began to sing praises to God. As the angels began to sing and they all departed, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see the Christ child." So they hurried to the village, and they found Mary. They found Joseph and the baby. The shepherds shared with everyone what the angel had said to them about the newborn Messiah. Then they went on their way, praising and glorifying God. But Mary kept quiet, treasuring all these words in her heart. See, Jesus' birth took place when Herod was king of Judea. At this time, the wise men from the east saw the great star. They followed it, knowing the star signified the birth of the King of the Jews. The wise men came to the Jewish rulers in Jerusalem, and they asked, "Where is Christ? Where was he born?" The rulers explained, "In Bethlehem in Judea," referring to Micah 5:2. Herod secretly met with the Magi and asked him to report back to them after they found Mary and found the baby. And the Magi knew that Herod was secretly plotting to kill the child. The wise men continued to follow the star in search of the newborn king. They found Jesus with his mother in Bethlehem. The Magi found him. They bowed and they worshiped him, offered him treasures of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And when they departed, they did not return to Herod, because they had been warned in a dream his plot to destroy the newborn child.